up, America? Behind the Media is becoming your must-listen-to podcast. We're making waves and having fun. I'm Dan Lothian.
Oh, and I'm Jimmy Young.
Use the hashtag Behind the Media to interact with us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and find us on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. This episode is brought to you by WorkZest. Get to know me. It's engaging content for the workplace. You can't wait for your February edition of Sports Illustrated. Women in small two-piece or one-piece swimsuits, and by one-piece, I mean one of the pieces of a two-piece swimsuit.
Or no pieces.
No pieces.
Sorry.
The Me Too movement is empowering women and breaking down old, troubling norms. So why are we still running this yearly flesh fest? I'm tired of it, Jimmy. It's time for it to end.
Oh,
done.
Sorry, I was distracted, as you can well imagine.
Anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes. Why are we still doing this? I mean, this is a magazine that as a teenager, it's basically soft porn.
Once a year,
they send this thing around,
and
as a teenager, who grew up in Florida and saw bikinis all the time, but nonetheless, this thing comes out, and you aren't getting it for the articles. I don't care what it is that they're saying. Oh, you know, we're empowering women by showing them in, you know, full-size women or someone who's missing a limb. You know, the bottom line is they are being exploited, period. Nothing else.
Is it
done?
Now,
Should I just take my microphone and drop it right here?
Yeah, you could. That would be cool. Are you done?
I'll yield the floor.
Yield the floor to the typical male in the room, if you will.
Yes, and that's what you are.
Thank you very much.
Falling for this trap.
It is not a trap.
Yes, it is.
No, let me ask you a question.
I'll yield.
Does the modeling industry exist?
Yes, it does.
Okay, do you give it credibility?
Well,
for males and females, by the way.
I guess. I don't pay much attention to it.
For most of the images that are portrayed here in the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, are they not of super-duper models?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And some non-models, sports people and so forth, aren't models.
There are. And actually, I love seeing the athletes' bodies because they are specimens of the highest caliber of a human. And by the way, even Vince Wilfork has posed in the body edition of ESPN.
A big guy.
The body issue of ESPN, which is a little bit different than the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Right.
Okay. So, first of all, let's give a little history. 1964, the first cover ever.
By the way, that's the year I was born.
Well, you missed out because I was seven. Okay, no. And they were looking for an article, something to continue to draw attention to the publication of Sports Illustrated during the winter months after football.
Slow months,
and
when people
before,
are tuning out.
No question.
They're hunkering down for the winter.
Correct.
Yes.
And they put a attractive female on the cover in a two-piece bikini bathing suit, and it became the highest sold edition of Sports Illustrated for the year. Guess what? That trend still continues to this day.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that were happening in 64. You know, a lot of things that we no longer look back on in terms of civil rights and so forth. A lot has changed since 64. Just because it worked and it was good and is appropriate at the time doesn't mean we have to keep doing it. And certainly not in this current climate where we're trying to move far away from some of these troubling norms that we've had.
And I will give Sports Illustrated credit because in this edition during the Me Too movement, they actually show a half dozen to a dozen models, including Needham, Massachusetts' own Allie Raceman, I might add, with just single words in a black and white photo. Examples. I don't want to use the other word, but it is a photos example. Okay. And it talks about the beauty of the female, the beauty of the female body, and how, and Allie Raceman's one word on here was survivor. We have lupus warrior. We have more. Roll.
See what I mean?
Then, well, no,
you
I
got distracted.
I'm distracted because I'm trying to read on women's bodies what they're writing.
There you go.
Built to carry the weight. Human. Okay? You know what?
But you know what? That's window dressing. It's a way.
Oh, so you're now calling females windows.
No, what I'm saying is that they are using the tactics of saying, oh, look, this is an edition about loving your body,
and
full-figured women.
It's about writing on your body. I think that women need to be celebrated.
But
women
are not celebrated. It's not celebrating women. It's using the medium.
If they're not. Hang on a second.
Yes.
If this is not offensive to the people who have put their bodies on display for messaging purposes, what is the problem with that?
You know, it's offensive and they don't even realize it. They're doing it because it's market. I'm offended by
it. Okay, fair enough. Then guess what? You, in a free society, you can opt out and not get this in your mailbox.
But then you brought it in and showed it to me.
Because I have been a subscriber for 50 years or however long it has.
You don't even read through the rest of them. You read through this one like a lot of them in.
Actually,
the thing is that they're...
Well, hang on. First of all, don't tell me how I read my magazines. Okay? Second of all, I do read it word for word every week in Sports Illustrated.
I'm going to give you a quiz and find out if in fact you do.
Well, you ready for this? I was at Nevis, or is it Nevis? Okay, there's a picture of where I was at right here.
Yes.
It's where one of the photo shoots was.
Wait, is that a commercial?
That's a commercial for the resort.
You're reading the commercials. Oh, yes.
I'm reading.
Right.
And you know what? Speaking of commercials, the back cover is very, very clever by our friends at Snickers.
Yes.
Okay, because what they showed was how are we going? This was a creative, this is Snickers, black and white storyboards.
Right.
What are we going to use for our full page ad?
Right.
Right. And these were the different suggestions, right? Leech bums. Reading just some of these. We body painted some random mimes.
Right.
Okay. And they came up with this one here, which is basically a woman in a asbestos removal suit. And again,
look,
it's a great ad because guess what? We're talking about it. Look, and we're talking about the magazine, which means
you're right.
This is worth talking about it. It's commercial media, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
They're making money off this. In fact, they're making more money.
Exactly.
10% of their revenue every year is off this edition. They've made over $1 billion since 1964.
And that's the problem because it's about the money here. But
so are you going to tell me if we don't have this magazine, all of a sudden men are going to start respecting women?
No, absolutely not. But
okay.
I do think that to kind of hide behind, we are empowering women with this issue by having them write on their body
and have a female photographer
that's fine.
Shoot it, as well as a female model shooting it.
Yeah, look, that's fine. But I'm saying that it is about the money, and we should just keep it. If you're going to try to have it both ways and say, oh, there's some greater good in these naked women that we're putting out there, that's where I have a problem with it. It's not about the swimsuits, with messaging on it or women with larger bodies. It's about putting women's bodies out there so that men will buy it, period. That's what I'd like to find out how many women are buying that magazine and how many men, after reading this, will change their minds about
something.
You're
going off this. Four or five thoughts I could go on. First of all, I know females look at this magazine to buy bathing suits. In fact, recently...
Oh, come on.
They do.
That's what Victoria's Secret or whatever those other things are for. They don't do bathing suits today. They do underwear. Well, whoever does the bathing suits.
Oh, you actually look at the Victoria's Secret.
No, I don't.
That's okay.
That's why I didn't know what it was. I just, look,
so
I'm not alone.
Women in underwear is okay in a commercial entity as a marketing tool?
All women wear underwear. They have clothes over the top of them. But I will say that I'm not alone in my thinking. The HuffPost, Emma Gray, who's a
feminist. No, you're not alone. You're aligning yourself with a feminist.
I'm not saying I'm aligning myself with anything other than there are other voices out there who agree with me. And she writes in this piece in the HuffPost, quote, the 2018 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue seems to have made the women in it feel really good and certainly made a handful of people a bunch of money. We were talking about it. But did it bestow any real actual power on women as a whole?
Hang on a
Absolutely
second.
Absolutely
Is that
not.
The job of Sports
Absolutely
Illustrated as a publication?
Not.
No. They want to make money.
They want it both. They're making money and they want to hide behind saying that it's messaging.
No.
Oh, it's empowering. It's so that's how they're trying to get away with it in these times.
I think it's getting attention. I think they've done a good job
that's
with it.
That's what it is. Get attention, make money.
And make
she
money.
Goes on,
that's commercial media.
Look, I love commercial media, but I think you can't have it both ways. Either go all the way in and say, you know what? We don't really care about, what's going on right now. We just want to continue doing what we've done forever, which is putting naked bodies out there. Or
beautiful,
or stop doing
naked
it.
Bodies.
I didn't say they weren't beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. But let's go on.
Let me tell you, I'm envious of the bodies that I'm looking at, especially the males.
Go to the gym and have a nip and tuck.
Oh,
and you'll
please.
Be just fine.
It is horrible at the
now,
gym.
Now, let me wrap up with what
old
she says here.
With bellies.
Going on with what Emma Gray is saying here. Quote, women learn early on that their greatest and primary value lies in their appearance and whether that appearance is deemed desirable enough by men. The Me Too movement is in part about exposing the ways in which which women's bodies are objectified and then weaponized against them. Sports Illustrated, or SI, she says, has spent decades making big money off that objectification, and a handful of artful nudes and big block letters does nothing to counteract that.
Well,
amen.
I disagree 100%. It does everything to counter it because they're recognizing it exists and they're giving their athletes and their models an opportunity to showcase who they are, what they are all about. And it is bringing attention to the issue and it's allowing people like us to talk about it. Because the more we talk about something, Dan, there are going to be two sides. There are people who don't want this magazine to come into their mailbox, so Sports Illustrated offers an opportunity to opt out of the swimsuit edition.
That's true, but they keep coming back with it. It is, as you have pointed out, it makes up for 10% of their yearly revenue. This is how they make their money. This is the biggest attention getter that they have. It is about exploiting women's bodies for profit.
Wait, you know what?
That's fine. Just don't tell me, though, that you're doing some good social good with this magazine.
So let me ask you a question. A couple years ago, they showcased women athletes with their male partners.
Yes.
Okay. So my feeling is, and again, I don't see why Sports Illustrated doesn't take a page out of what ESPN does.
And put men in there. Okay, that would ratchet it down a little bit. I wouldn't be as hot about it. You know, I wouldn't be sweating and jacked up the way I am.
I'm going to take that as a win then. I'm going to take that as a win.
Okay.
Again, modeling exists. It is part of our pop culture, it's part of our business culture, it's part of our opportunities to talk about this. These are still professionals. They know exactly what they're doing. And they look, aren't the NFL owners exploiting the employees that they have every single week by taking years off their lives? And they opt in for that.
Everybody's exploiting everyone. Just don't tell me that you're exploiting and doing some social good. I'll give you the last word. One last thing, Mr. Reverend.
My feeling is, wouldn't be
Mr. Reverend.
By the way, that's a double thing.
I know. After I said it, but it was
Reverend
funny,
or Mister.
But
okay?
You have to say it's Mr. It's pretty funny though. Mr.
My
Reverend.
Feeling is, I give Mr. Sports Reverend. Illustrated credit. I do because they are at least are trying to recognize the fact that yes, this has been put into a category like so many things that they've done in the past. Okay, and they're trying to do something different to recognize that, you know what, women are still very proud of who they are, what they are, and they're using this as a media vehicle to spread and share their feelings about it.
Okay. If you like the show, share it. Oof. Subscribe on iTunes. And please keep listening to Behind the Media.